This morning's reading was written by Chip Roush. I light this one candle, and if we had space, I would light 10 more or 1,000 more. I light this candle for Michael Brown, shot down in the street and left to die without comfort. I light a candle for Officer Darren Wilson, whose tragic mistake killed Brown and changed his life forever. I light a candle for Michael's mother, sobbing over her son's corpse. I light a candle for all the black mothers whose sons have been taken too early from them. I light candles for the black males who are killed every 28 hours in this country by law enforcement or vigilantes. I light candles for the people whose lives are lived in fear, whose first instinct is to load their weapon, to don riot gear, to climb into military vehicles and confront. Confront the neighbors whom they fear so greatly. I light a candle for all those who are unable to see that institutional racism is part of what creates that fear. I light candles for our nation. I light a different candle, hundreds of millions of candles for human cousins in whom fear or shame or guilt or anger have built walls which separate us. I light a candle for our human impulse to blame, to push away and dishonor the horror which only creates more separation. I light a candle for the chasm of grief that stretches between us. And I light a candle for all of our human cousins who keep hope alive, who are laboring right now at this very moment to build a bridge across the separation and into other human hearts. I light a candle for those who breathe in suffering and breathe out compassion. I light millions of candles in this one candle. May its light guide us in the days to come.